Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
That loud snoring keeping you up at night could be more than a noisy annoyance. It could be an early warning sign of dangerous hypertension. New research from Flinders University sleep experts has found people who regularly snore at night are more likely to have elevated blood pressure and uncontrolled hypertension. I spoke with research fellow at Flinders University, Dr. Bastien Lechat, for more.
Well, look, in our study, we set out to understand the relationship between snoring and blood pressure, and we did that in a really novel way. So we used the under-the-mattress sensor in people's home for up to 9 months, and we studied about 12,000 participants all over the world. And what we were able to do is quantify exactly how much people snore every night. And by measuring their blood pressure, we were also able to show that people that snore, they had, in average, higher blood pressure.
What is hypertension and what role does that play?
Well, so hypertension is usually defined when you have your systolic or diastolic blood pressure above a certain clinical cutoff. Here we use 140 over 90, which is a pretty standard cutoff. According to cardiologists. And the thing with hypertension is that it's associated with a lot of downstream effect on health, such as cardiovascular disease, stroke, and ultimately all-cause mortality risk. So you've decreased life expectancy, really.
And is there a particular group that this affects more than others?
Well, look, this is an interesting question. So what we found was that in general, middle-aged and men were more likely to snore. But what was interesting was that the effect of snoring on blood pressure was the same in men and women, and that in general, actually, it was stronger in younger participants and in people that were non-obese. And that can be explained quite easily because people that are in generally more overweight are more likely to have high blood pressure due to other causes. So that's why the effect is stronger in younger and healthier participants.
Could you go into a bit, how was this study conducted?
So that under the mattress sensor is a novel technology that allows us to measure breathing by measuring basically the movement of the thoracic cage. And on top of this, the sensor has a microphone. And using the microphone, we're able to really quantify how much people snore per night. And we did that every night for every participant over 9 months. We had about, as I said, 12,000 participants all over the world. And on top of this, the participant also had the blood pressure monitor at home, where they were taking the blood pressure in average about 30 times over the full 9 month period. So we were really able to quantify both blood pressure and snoring very accurately.
And how significant is this study compared to others which have been done into snoring?
Well, look, it's an interesting question. Snoring is an interesting thing in the field because it's the main complaint that people come to a sleep specialist. And after the complaint, we don't really quantify it anymore. The best way we had so far was really just to ask people if they snore during the night. So this is really a good first step into measuring snoring objectively.
For anyone who's annoyed by their partner's constant snoring, should they be pointing them to go see a doctor?
Yeah, there's two sides to this question. And, you know, what we found in our study as well was that there is a big overlap between snoring and obstructive sleep apnea. 60% of the people that snored a lot during the night also had sleep apnea. And sleep apnea is something we can actually act upon. We've got treatment. We've got a lot of options. Sleep physicians know what to do about it. So I would encourage anyone that is worried about the snoring, especially there's, you know, daytime drowsiness, fatigue, struggling to maintain concentration during the day, to seek help with their GPs.
And what's next following these findings?
What I really want to do next is in the people that really just snore and they don't have sleep apnea, they're just snorers. We want to try and reduce the snoring and see if that has an effect on blood pressure. Because for now, we don't actually know if treating snoring by itself will reduce blood pressure. So that's really the next step for this study. And as well as we want to really try and understand the physiological mechanisms that link snoring and blood pressure. I think a good clinical message to get out there to the people is if you do everything perfectly, you sleep 7 to 9 hours, you reduce your alcohol intake, you go to sleep at the same time every night, if you still experience daytime symptoms, and on top of this you snore, then you should seek help with your GP because there's things that we can do to help you sleep.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.